compelled to help. CNN's Top 10 Heroes of 2008. What's your definition of a hero? CNN has released their Top 10 Heroes for the year 2008. Let's see what makes them so notable. One person who made the list was Ted Agoglia. Agoglia founded the First Response Team of America, which is a self-funded, non-profit organization for disaster relief. He has spent more than 4 years helping people recover from natural disasters and is using his experience to gain more funding for his organization. The most critical phase of a disaster is the first few days, says Ted Agoglia. This year, people have seen unprecedented storms and hurricanes, so he has been staying very busy. When asked why he decided to help people, he answered, "America deserves this type of response." Another hero is someone who doesn't consider herself a hero. Maria Ruiz lives 30 minutes from the US-Mexican border and drives in 3 times a week. She brings food and aid to children in Mexico. Her family in Mexico heard stories of children failing in school because they were hungry, and Ruiz felt that she had to do something. So, she cooked meals in her home and drove them into these areas in Mexico. She has raised enough money to be able to give clothing, toys, and even furniture to people in need. Ruiz reflects, "When you make a child smile, it's awesome." Currently, she's working to build a kitchen that will have space to feed 500 people, an orphanage for 100, and a trade school. But somehow, all of this isn't enough for Ruiz. She says, "I know I can do more." But they aren't the only ones on the list. Johannes Gebregyorgis created a literacy program and a library for underprivileged children. Viola Vaughan opened a business school for young women. And David Puckett provides artificial limbs to those who can't afford them. CNN is now taking petitions for this year's list. Do you know anyone who should be included?